As I promised, we're joined right now by the head football coach at the University of Utah. He is in his 14th season as head coach. He was the 2008 National Coach of the Year, 11-1 in bowl games. That is the best bowl winning percentage in NCAA history. Utah is going to open up on August 30th. We are joined right now by Utes head coach, Kyle Whittingham. Kyle, so good to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
Appreciate it, Jim. Doing great. Thank you.
Good, Kyle. Thank you. So we're 2 weeks out from kickoff. How are you feeling right about now? Are you excited to get things underway, or is there always that feeling that, you know, a little bit more time would be nice?
Well, you know, we've had a great camp so far. We're right at the halfway point. We're playing 2 weeks from tonight, and I'd say where we are at this point in time, we feel good about, but we certainly can use the last couple of weeks here of preparation. But we got a lot going for us. I'm pretty excited about this team.
Kyle Whittingham, my guest. All right, so in terms of the team, you've got 13 seniors, but I haven't heard you say anything but or anything about a lack of leadership. If anything, you've been really high on the leadership in that locker room. How do you explain the impact of that leadership, even if it's not from a huge senior class?
Yeah, you're right. We've got actually we only got 12 seniors and scholarship seniors, and that's the lowest amount since I've been here at Utah. And I've been here 25 years, so that's a while. But those seniors that are here, you know, those dozen guys are doing a great job at taking charge, and that started way back in January. That it was very evident early on when we got into the winter conditioning that these guys were a special group, and they've been great leaders throughout the entire time.
Kyle Whittingham, my guest. Your quarterback, Tyler Huntley, accounted for 3,000 yards and 21 touchdowns in the air and on the ground last season. But how different is he now as a quarterback than he was at this time last year?
Well, he's more polished, more experienced. You know, last year was his first opportunity to start as a true sophomore, and did a nice job for us. He got banged up a little bit, and you know, some of his off-season things that he needed to accomplish was, number one, get a little bigger and stronger, which he's done, and number two, be a little more judicious how he, you know, in his decision making, and not willing to take so many hit, you know, so many shots. He took way too many shots last year, and he needs to be able to get out of harm's way a little bit and understand that it's better to maybe avoid a hit and you know, live to play another snap than you know, trying to run through a 240-pound linebacker.
Yeah, that's part of the process, right? He's got to learn that. But at the same time, I've heard you call him as fierce a competitor as you've ever been around. That's really, really high praise. How would you describe that competitive fire? And in that regard, what separates him from some of the other really competitive guys you've had?
Well, he's just got a burning desire to win. He's you know, on the field, he's got that field general mentality that you look for in a quarterback, and he makes everyone around him better. And that's you know, that's really, to me, the mark of a great player, is a guy that can make everyone around him play at a higher level. And he's very demanding of himself and of his teammates, but in a positive way. You know, he's not you know, he's very constructive, and he's just you know, when he's in the huddle, you know, he's got everybody's attention. There's no doubt about it.
Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham, my guest. You know, we're talking about growth, and as long as we're talking about growth, let me take a moment and discuss Nick Ford. Now, I mention him because legend has it that as a high school freshman, he was 5'8", 160. 5 years later, Kyle, he's 6'5", 320. I mean, first of all, how is that even possible? How do you explain something like that? Is that true?
Well, if unless he's pulling my leg, it's true. You know, I didn't know him back then, obviously. But when we recruited him, we heard that story that he was a late bloomer. And he's every bit of 6'5 now and, you know, 320 pounds. And he's going to play a lot of football for us this fall, if not be a starter as a redshirt freshman. But he's a specimen now. He's got all the tools to play an offensive line. And we brought him in as a D lineman, moved him early on over to the other side of the ball, and it appears to be a great fit for him.
And listen, it would be impossible to expect somebody of that size to maintain. I mean, I could see where they might have some agility and some speed of 5'8", but how do you like this guy's speed and agility and grace for somebody who's 6'5", 320?
It's impressive. It's impressive, and that's why I think he's going to be, you know, become an outstanding player for us. He's got the quick feet. He's got the you know, agility and balance, and you know, he can recover. And you know, he's the whole package. Like I said, the only thing he doesn't have right now is experience.
We're talking to Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. You know, you're entering your 14th season as head coach, and I bring that up because college football is a tough, tough job. It's nearly impossible to stay in the same place as long as you have and have the kind of success that you've had. So, what does that number, 14 seasons, represent to you?
Well, first of all, I can't believe it. You know, it seems like you know, it's gone by so quickly. But what it really speaks to, Jim, is the good players that we've had come through here. A coach doesn't last that long without a lot of good players. And college football is all about recruiting, and we've been fortunate to have a bunch of guys come through this program that are talented kids that are very dedicated and committed to what we're doing. And we have a lot of guys in the NFL to show for that. I think we have 32 guys on the NFL rosters right now, and so That's really the bottom line, is to get the players in here. They have the raw material that you're looking for, and develop them. That's our formula anyway for success.
Formula for success. That's interesting. It seems to me you have to change, you have to adapt, and you've got to be kind of nimble. But at the same time, you can't run that kind of program and have that kind of success without having a really clear sense of your identity for your program. So how would you describe the program's identity, and what do you think people think of when they think of Utah football?
Well, hopefully it's a hard-nosed, blue-collar outfit that, comes to play every single week, and you're going to get the full 60 minutes from our guys. No matter what happens, regardless of the score or the outcome, you've been in a physical contest, and like I said, we're going to fight you for the whole 60.
Let me ask you this. The game changes, the game evolves, and there's been more and more talk, for instance, Kyle, about the possibility of traditional kickoffs being phased out of the game. What do you think when you hear that? What's your reaction?
Well, I'm a special teams guy, and I don't like that, from a schematic standpoint, because I love the strategy involved, in kickoff and kickoff return. But as I say that, at the same time, if it's going to be a safety factor for the players and make it a safer game for them and eliminate injuries, then I'm all for it. But just from an X and O standpoint, I hate to see it go away, but I think that's the direction it's headed. In fact, I don't think there's any question that the kickoff will be, not part of the game in the next few years.
Utah's going to open up on August 30th, so time's coming pretty quickly. Kyle Whittingham, our guest. Kyle, great to run you down. Always good to have you on this show. Thanks so much.
Okay,
good luck to you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Kyle, have a great day. Appreciate you and the relationship. Talking some college football.